Thank you very much. First of all, the UK aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. I would now like to make some general comments in the national capacity. In the interest of brevity, I shall keep comments on other specific topics for the relevant agenda items. The UK attaches great importance to the CCW as a forum that brings together states with differing national security needs and concerns and balances military necessity with humanitarian concerns. It is vital that military and diplomatic expertise are drawn together in the CCW to discuss weapons which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or that have indiscriminate effects. The fact that the 2018 UN General Assembly First Committee resolution on the CCW, which was sponsored by the UK, was adopted without a vote illustrates that there is broad consensus around this theme across the international community. Modern conflict is unfortunately complex, congested, and cluttered. The current operational environment is increasingly characterized by non-state actors operating in towns and cities, with civilians often the targets or accidental victims of conflict. As a result, we have seen increasing reports and allegations of the indiscriminate use of many weapons, from IEDs to incendiary weapons, against civilian populations. This is deeply concerning. Deliberately targeting civilians or causing civilian casualties through the indiscriminate or disproportionate use of any weapon violates international humanitarian law. The UK condemns such attacks. These concerning reports of civilian suffering underscore the importance of the universalization of the CCW and full implementation to prevent further harm to civilians. The CCW is the right forum to continue to affirm and reinforce the principles of international humanitarian law, which helps limit the ways, means, and ends of warfare. We support and encourage ratifications and accessions to the Convention, as well as consents to be bound by the protocols. We urge all states already party to abide by their obligations, and we encourage all states who are not yet party to accede without delay. For our part, the UK continues to keep its ratification of Protocol 5 under review. Finally, we add our voices to the concerns about financial situation. The UK welcomes the 2017 High Contracting Parties Agreement to a set of financial rules to help ensure lasting sustainability of the Convention and prevent further cancellations of meetings. The UK continues to stress that all participating states should pay their dues in full and in a timely fashion. We cannot allow financial constraints to undermine the important work of the CCW. Thank you.